A trio of Giants collect their Gold Glove awards before Wednesday's game with the Diamondbacks, but the Giants' offense would shine bright in this one, starting with Denard Span in the fifth.
And Span with a base hit, and here comes Kane. And they're going to wave in Kane. Here's Pollock's throw. It is cut off. Game tied. Now here's Gillespie. Gillespie's swinging it pretty good.
The pitch on the way. Swing and hit back up the middle. Base hit in the center field. They do get more. Brandon Belt comes in to score. Connor Gillespie, first ball swinging, and he drilled it right back over the middle. 2-2 pitch. Swing to the miss. He struck it out.
Got him.
And Guerin delivers.
Struck him out swinging. The hard sinker down and in.
Parker, an RBI opportunity here in the seventh.
The 1-1 pitch is hammered to right center field. Peralta moving back onto the warning track. It is off the wall. And it ricochets back toward the infield. Hundley in to score. Panic around third. He'll score all the way to third. Jarrett Parker. And that's got to feel good. He crushed that one.
Even with Wednesday's win, the Giants are just 4-6 on the year. Here's their manager, Bruce Bochy.
Nice moment there. I know Matty's been through a lot, and you know he's really been battling to get on track. And you know, first game he was so-so, but you know, I thought stuff was okay. Tonight was even better. Life on the fastball to command, his secondary pitches. Plus, he helped himself. He got us going there with that double. But just a great night for Matty. And it's good to see how the fans were, you know, just behind him and excited for him, you know, with that great outing.
Bruce, can you talk about Span? He had a couple of hits tonight. And how important is it for him to be the catalyst to get that offense going for you guys?
No, he's a big part of this offense. We're not a power-hitting club, so, you know, we need guys to keep the line moving, and, you know, we need somebody to ignite us. And he's our leadoff hitter, and he had a great spring. I mean, just not just swinging the bat, but, you know, his defense, just the way he's been running. You know, he's further removed from the hip surgery, and he's been playing good ball. Now, we had a little setback there in Arizona, and we missed him there for a few games, but he's a huge part of this offense, and I threw out some good at-bats. We just couldn't quite get him in that first inning, but, you know, it's a great way to start the game, and especially the way they started the game, but we just couldn't get him in. But he's swinging the bat well.
Do you feel differently about Matt and potentially his role the next couple of weeks after seeing the way he threw tonight in his first two starts?
I think you have to. The way he threw the ball, his command, he had four pitches going tonight. He had a good curveball along with the changeup, but the fastball command, I love the way, that first inning. You know, if you look at, his last few games, here he gives up a run, but he just bowed his neck and went out there and pitched very well. And he found a way to get it done. And, his pitch count was getting up there a little bit. And once you get a couple guys on, that was far enough. But I thought that was just a huge outing for him and a good one to build on.
Yeah, the hit by Jarrett off the wall there. You're getting some production from the outfield. What's your reaction to that hit he raked out there?
Yeah, no, good for Park because he's been pressing a little bit. And, a nice night. Had a couple hits, beat the shift, and then he hit that one against the wind. I mean, the ball was crushed. And was probably, a foot or two from going out in center field. But, hopefully that gets his confidence back. It's tough for these kids. In baseball, it's funny how when a season starts, there's more attention to the numbers. And these guys can press a little bit because they all want to get off to a good start. So I thought that was a nice game for him to build on.
Bruce, was that the best you've seen Guerin look so far this year with those three strikeouts?
He's done a nice job. He got a big double play down in San Diego. But, you know, that's pretty impressive what he did tonight. You know, first and second, nobody out. You know, you're hoping for a ground ball, but ends up striking out the side. So, sure, that was his best outing. Been using him for a hitter or two, but, you know, three guys, three strikeouts, you know, it doesn't get better than that.
The Giants' offense took some time to get going on Wednesday, but when it did, Denard Span was right in the middle of it.
And Denard, a big win in a lot of ways. Great storylines tonight. Series win, your first series win of the season. But let's start with Matt Cain, who set the tone. Labored a little bit in the first and then totally settled in. And he scores your first run.
Yeah, he looked really good tonight. Everything was working on all cylinders for him. His curveball was going good, and his fastball made his fastball even more effective. So I'm just happy for him. You know, he's a hard worker, and happy to see him come out and pitch as good as he did.
Can you share your thoughts on the offense tonight? So much production up and down that lineup. In fact, every single Giant in the starting lineup got on base tonight. And Bruce Bochy talked last night about you guys needed to find that big hit, and you found a couple of them tonight. What did you feel was the difference for you guys?
I think us just buckling down, just slowing the game down and realizing when guys are in scoring position that the pitcher's on the hook, not us, and get good pitches to hit, and that's what we did tonight.
Well, if Corey Guerin was on the hook, he did a really good job. Let's talk about the difference maker he was tonight. Strikes out the side and strands too. What can you say about his production tonight?
That was unbelievable performance by him. He came in and backed up what Matt Cain did. And you got to give credit to our whole bullpen. You know, they all, everybody that came in and pitched tonight pitched well.
Up next for San Francisco is a four-game series with the Rockies beginning on Thursday. Madison Bumgarner will start the series opener.